As the psalmist patiently endures a mounting crisis, the psalmist writes, "Do not let those who wait for you be put to shame. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long." Waiting, though, is difficult. Whether that's standing in line to buy groceries at Walmart, or waiting each morning in the carpool line out in front of the school, or just waiting for your sister in the bathroom. That we wait on simple things. But we also wait on those things that truly matter. That if Psalm 25 was a category on Jeopardy, what would be the question? If the answer is we wait all day long for God, what is the question? Would it be, what is our hope for something better where conflict does not dominate the headline? Or what is our concern for our loved one fighting the battle of addiction? Or what is the opportunity to make amends where our guilt gives way to repairing what is broken? That the answer to those questions is, in part, our waiting. Waiting for the guidance and help of God. And the waiting of Advent is the answer to all sorts of questions. What is our children discovering their sense of worth within the love of God? What is working towards an end to violence in the Middle East, Nigeria, Yemen, and elsewhere? What is providing an opportunity for the least of these, giving them a gift of grace? What is protecting the child who is bullied at school? What is finding new life beyond our grief? What is relief for those suffering from basic illness in the developing parts of this world? That the answer to those questions is, in part, the waiting of Advent, waiting for God's hope, peace, joy, and love. Waiting sounds passive, just sitting there doing nothing, but it is far from it. Like waiting for the birth of a child, crossing off those days on the calendar, the day fast approaching. And something stirs within us, preparing us, focusing our attention on what truly matters, sharpening our senses, thinking about everything that needs to happen, begging from us a sense of devotion and commitment. That if we embrace the waiting, it makes room for something more within us. That during Advent, we may hear the cries of the psalmist. We wait all day long. But then at Christmas, we hear a different kind of cry. The cry of a baby. The cry of Jesus being born. The cry of new life. And in between the two, we hear echoes of the prophet Jeremiah, where crying out, the people of God are over there in exile in Babylon, and they need help. And Jeremiah speaks of hope. Jeremiah says, "Surely the days are coming." Words of hope. Surely the days are coming when, fill in the blank, we find relief for our struggle, comfort for our grief, peace for our fighting, forgiveness for our mistakes, redemption for our brokenness. But before the cry of new life, we wait. Waiting is hard, and sometimes raises questions that are hard for us to answer. But it can help us. That so often we can rush forward thinking we know what to do, trying to manufacture something out of the strength solely of our own hands. But whereas the waiting of Advent slows us down so we don't miss it altogether, that first we must listen. We must listen during Advent to find the way forward for God's hope, or for God's hope to find the way forward for us. Several years ago, we had a good friend who was facing a difficult decision, torn, pulled in two separate directions, unable to figure out what to do. That on the one hand, her mother was unexpectedly and seriously ill. The diagnosis was serious, and the outlook was not good. And she felt the need to go and sit with her mother, to take care of her needs, prepare her meals, be there as she was needed. But on the other hand, she had young children at home, daily responsibilities. She felt guilty leaving her husband with so much. She didn't think life would wait for her to be away. Finally, she decided to go. Her guilt did not disappear magically. But as she was gone for weeks at a time, for months on end, several weeks in, her family came to visit. And they sat around her mother, their grandmother, caring for her, surrounding her with the signs of God's love. And in one given moment, her son hops up into her lap and says, "Mom, I'm really glad you're here taking care of Grandma. She really needs your help." And during those weeks of just sitting, just being, she had some of the most meaningful conversations of her life. And there with her mom, she was able to reclaim so much of what had been lost. That waiting makes room for more. And Advent helps us make room for the hope of God that can stir our soul, that can help us see what is most important in a given moment. Now, it can be an honest hope that as we wait, we can know full well that everything we yearn for in this world might not arrive at Christmas, but something important will. As Marilynne Robinson writes, "Hope deferred is still hope, because our hope is found in God who comes to us, that meets us right where we are, whether it's around the table of communion or standing in the waters of baptism, or every time we hear the choir sing and worship, or whether it is in our deepest grief, our hardest struggles, or our deepest longings. on the Advent banner that hangs on the pulpit, we see the journey of Advent, the star of hope hanging high in the sky. And down here on this side of the banner at the bottom, we see the uneven terrain, the mountains and the valleys we have to navigate. But as we move along the journey, the mountains are brought low and the valleys are brought high. And we stand on the even ground of the grace of God that holds us no matter what. Amen.